USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan. At a Wednesday press conference, Blinken said that at least 4,500 Americans have been evacuated since the operation began on August 14th. He added that the August 31st deadline that President Biden has set applies to the military withdrawal and not evacuation efforts.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so. That effort will continue every day past August 31st.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has issued a warning to Americans in country not to travel to the airport, citing a security threat. Those at three of the airport's gates were being told to leave the area as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
A pair of American lawmakers who made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan to witness the evacuation from Kabul's airport firsthand are on their way back to the U.S. Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts and Peter Meyer of Michigan have received backlash from both parties, accusing them of needlessly taking up resources on the ground. Meyer told Fox News that he wanted to share with the American people the stories of heroism he saw from American personnel during his trip to the country.
You have individuals there in Kabul who evacuated the U.S. Embassy with moment's notice. I know soldiers who left behind their boots. They're wearing tennis shoes right now. Others who are in the same uniform they had when they evacuated the embassy 2 weeks ago because they didn't have time to grab their rucksack. They went right into Kabul airport, into chaos and pandemonium and tens of thousands overrunning the runway, and then pivoted to not only negotiating and having to deal with the Taliban as frankly a security partner rather than adversary, but also execute one of the most complicated logistical feats and probably the largest airlift in human history. These people are heroes. Their stories need to be told.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Those on Social Security will see one of the largest cost of living raises next year. But will it really be a raise? Tim Berg has more.
The Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2022 potentially will be the biggest in 40 years. Estimates indicate the annual boost could be 6.2%, prompted by rising inflation. But rising prices on grocery store shelves and at gasoline pumps aren't the only reason why those bigger monthly benefit checks will likely not go far. Social Security's cost of living adjustment is calculated each year using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. The calculation for 2022 will be based on data through the third quarter. Moreover, two other items, Medicare Part B premiums and taxes, would likely reduce the value of that increase for many, according to research from the Center for Retirement Research. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a Michigan man who pled guilty to federal charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Ty Garbin is the first of more than a dozen people facing federal charges in the case to be sentenced. Five of those men face trial in October. In his ruling, the judge said he sentenced Garbin to less than the federal guideline of 17 years because of his cooperation with the investigation of the plot and concrete actions he has taken to take responsibility for his actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.